Hello, I'm Richard Grund. Welcome to The Porch. This is where you'll find an uncompromised, red-letter basics of the Word of God and a focus on the Book of Acts Church to see how they serve the Lord. In doing so, we find the Church the Lord intended and not the one man created. The Porch is here to restore the priesthood of the believer while regaining the world's shaking influence of the early church. The church age is not over. The upper room experience is as much for today as it was on the day of Pentecost. It's yours if you want it. If you have any questions, visit firefalltalkradio.com. Use the contact button. Links to all of our social media and streaming sites are on that main page. Subscribe to Firefall Talk Radio wherever you listen, and you'll know when a new podcast is posted. To support us, at the bottom of Firefall Talk Radio, there are ways to do so. If you need any information, just reach out. We'll be glad to answer any questions. We appreciate your support and encouragement. Thank you for being a part of The Porch in 2024 and all the way back to since we got started. And thank you for joining us on this journey into 2025. If you need prayer or you want to pray for others in The Porch community, let us know. Remember, we care about you. The newsletter went out this week. If you didn't see it, check your spam or junk folder. It might have gone in there, and just make the address, the email address, a recognized, accepted one. If you would like the scriptures for the week, please let me know. Send me a message. I will include you on the list when that email goes out. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for 2024. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for all that you've done and all that you're doing. We praise you. We praise you, Abba Father, for being a loving heavenly Father, for sending Yeshua to set us free, for loving us so much you wanted to be with us. And we thank you that you've given us access to the throne room, that you've given us grace and mercy, that you've given us healing, you've given us salvation. Thank you, Lord, for what you endured on the cross. Thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing. We look forward to what you're going to do in our life as we serve you going forward into this new year. Thank you for sending the Holy Spirit to walk with us, to guard us, to guide us. We praise you for that. We praise you for our salvation. We praise you for the freedom and the liberty and the knowledge and everything that you're doing and everything that you've done. So have your way, Holy Spirit. Do whatever you want to do tonight. Bless us, protect us, homes, lands, families, pets, possessions. Bless and protect this technology. And let the word go forth. In Yeshua's name, we pray. Amen. These lessons are proprietary information, except where noted the information comes from outside sources. Combination of that information, the matter presented is exclusive, cannot be repeated or used without permission. The date of this broadcast serves as the registered date of the following information. So as you probably noticed, we're doing some things differently as we move forward. Still have not worked out how and when and where that we'll be doing the live Bible studies. I think I have it figured out, but I've actually got to test it first. So this is up there for you to listen to. It'll be there 7 o'clock on Wednesday evenings on every streaming platform. There'll be no delay. And just bear with us as we adapt and change and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Open your Bibles. Go with me to Philippians chapter 3. Starting with verse 12, Paul says, "Not that I have already attained or I am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that which is for Messiah Yeshua has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward calling of God in Messiah Yeshua. Not that I have attained this ideal or having been made perfect, but I press on to lay hold, to grasp and make my own that which Jesus the Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, has laid hold of me and made me his own. I do not consider that I've captured or made it my own yet, but the one thing I do, it is my one aspiration, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the supreme and heavenly prize to which God in Messiah Yeshua is calling us upward. I press on like a runner crossing the finish line. I lean forward. I break the ribbon. Yeah, we've entered a new year and the old one is gone. I gave a short word on social media that I posted yesterday and received a good response. And then during the night, as I was sleeping, the Lord began to speak to me and he said he wanted me to expound upon that message for the first message of the new year. So basically what happened yesterday morning was I had to run an early morning errand. And I got to this particular corner, which is a dangerous corner. People like to pass you on the right side. So I glanced at my right side mirror to make sure that no one was coming up and making that bad decision. And it dawned on me as I was looking behind me that I realized I couldn't do anything about where I'd been. It was gone. The only thing I could do at that moment was ensure that nothing dangerous was creeping up on me from that direction. That's what the enemy does. And that my mind was thinking as I was driving, and that's what the enemy does. The enemy creeps up on us from our past to endanger what's ahead in our future. It's always looking to remind us of our past. And as my paisano has gone on to glory, Carmen once said in a song, when Satan reminds you of your past, remind him of his future. We have to keep moving forward, no matter what, and not allow what has been to interrupt what will be. So we are pressing on to the higher calling. We are pressing on to the upward call of God in Messiah Yeshua every day of our lives. In Colossians 3, starting in verse 1, it says, "If then you were raised with Messiah, seek those things which are above where Messiah is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died and your life is hidden with Messiah in God. When Messiah, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members which are of the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desires, covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them." And jumping to 2 Corinthians 5, verse 6 through 9, "So we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well pleasing to him." Well, we can't be well pleasing to him if we're always looking backward. We can't be well-pleasing to him if we're always allowing things like our fleshly desires to trip us up. So many of the things in this world are out of our control. And I know that could be really frustrating. But you know what's not out of our control? How we respond to the things that happen to us. We control our choices and our actions. The end result is out of our hands, and it's either into the Lord's or it's into the enemy's. It's depending upon who we are obedient to. So as we sit here on January 1st, 2025, there are people making plans. They're making declarations. They're making resolutions of what they will do in the coming year. But many are not even considering what the Bible says about such things. I know I've done it. I've been there, done that. James says in James chapter 4, starting with verse 13, "Come now, you who say today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that." If the Lord wills. Everybody thinks he's going to bless whatever you want, whatever you think, whatever you desire. That he's going to bless your plans, no matter what, just because you have them. Well, we can devise plans, and we can believe that they're of the Lord. We can slap his name on it, but unless we seek his counsel and his confirmation, we are devising our own plans. Proverbs 16:9, "A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps." Proverbs 19:21, "Many plans are in a man's mind, but it is the Lord's purpose for him that will stand, that will be carried out." If you call the Lord as Lord, if he's your Lord and Savior, if you have declared him to be your Lord and Savior, and you have said, "I am yours, Lord, I will follow you," then that means we need to be obedient to what he thinks and what he says. And we find that in his word. We find it through the Holy Spirit. But we must follow his plans and not our own. I think the mess of the church right now, for many reasons, but one of the big ones is we have too many fleshly plans in motion and not enough godly ones. We have more going on that is of the flesh than it is of the spirit. Every time I drive by one of these behemoth buildings, that the overhead is thousands or tens of thousands of dollars, and they're monuments to the ego of somebody in charge, I don't see the Lord in that. And I know the history of the church, and we've talked about it from the book Pagan Christianity. You see why they began to build the basilicas, why they built these giant buildings. Those are man's plans. Those are not the Lord's. He says, "You can't build a building that can house me." So as the year ends and the new year begins, let's seek his heart. Let's seek his plans. Let's seek his will for us in the coming year. See, I trust him. I trust in his word. Therefore, I am placing my trust in his hands. I am endeavoring to the best of my ability to make my plans his plans. Oh, yeah, there's been issues where, and I've told you the stories where he has pointed out, "That was all you, Richard. That wasn't me." And the end result was very clear that it wasn't him. And I'm thankful when I've been obedient, and I am sorrowful and repent when I haven't been. I want his plans. I want his thoughts. Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for peace and well-being, not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." To give a future and a hope. And one of those things we are hoping for is to win the supreme and heavenly prize to which God and Messiah Yeshua is calling us upward, the crowns of glory. That won't be about buildings or prosperity or any of those things. It'll be, what did we do for him? What did we do for his kingdom? Did we help the poor, the sick? Did we do the things the Lord says to those people in Matthew 7 and commends them for what they did? Or are we going to be the ones he's going to look and say, I never knew you. You didn't do the will of my Father. I want to do his will this year. I want to live out his plans. I want to walk in his glory. That calling is a divine appointment. And we tend to muddy that up too. We add to it, we subtract from it. But his call is done his way. And the one thing I have learned in all these years of walking with him, as much as I have access to him, much as I have access to the throne room, as much as I know that his grace and his mercy is everlasting, I understand who he is. He is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. He doesn't jump when I say jump. He doesn't do what I want him to do just because I want him to do it. He does what he wants. Therefore, I want his call done his way. That means we have to humble ourselves to be obedient and be in right relationship with him. 1 Peter 5, starting verse 6, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. You know, when you kneel forward and you bow your head to the king and he reaches down and takes you by the hand and stands you up, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Messiah Yeshua, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Be sober, be vigilant. You've got somebody out there who's trying to sneak up on your right side and cut you off. Maybe hit you. Maybe cause you to crash. In this world, it's going to be a struggle. And there will be resistance. There will be resistance from the enemy. There'll be resistance from the world. Keep going. Press on. Lean into it. When the winds come and try to slow you down, lean into it. Press through. 1 Corinthians 9, starting verse 24. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Paul also says in 2 Timothy 2, verse 5, and if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. Let's run by the rules. Let's follow his word. Let's not add to it nor take away. Let's do what he said to do. Let's not do our own thing. Let's do his thing. Hebrews 12:1 says, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. That means I can't run that race while looking back. I have to be looking forward. I have to shake off anything and drop anything that would slow me down or weigh me down. What is it that has weighed you down over the last year? Is it a relationship? Is it a perception? Is it a false teaching? Is it a misconception? Only you know. Whatever it is, lay it aside. If it's God, it'll come back. If it's not, good riddance. So don't run the race looking backward. Run it looking forward. But see, I understand why some people struggle with this. They struggle with the fear of the unknown. That's what trips them up. Well, if I stay right here, if I stay right where I am, I know my surroundings. I know what I'm dealing with. I know there's no unknown. We can't do what he's called us to do without living in the unknown. That narrow path with the lamp unto our feet, just so that all we can see is one foot in front of the other. That's why in this word yesterday I posted on social media, I shared a scripture that's a very foundational scripture for a lot of people. Proverbs 3, starting with verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It'll be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. You know, if you made that your daily prayer, I'm going to trust in and rely confidently on the Lord with all of my heart, and I will not rely on my own insight or my own understanding. You know how many problems and challenges you would eliminate if you did that? If you declared that in all my ways, I will know and I will acknowledge and I will recognize him, and he will make my path straight and smooth. He will remove the obstacles that block my way. Well, I know from Psalm 91, the angels will lift us up lest we dash our foot against the stone. That stone is an obstacle. I won't be wise in my own eyes, but I will fear the Lord with reverent awe and obedience, and I will turn entirely away from evil. If I do that, it'll be health to my body, to the marrow, the nerves, the sinews, the muscles, all of my inner parts, and refreshment to my physical well-being, to my bones. That, to me, sounds like a good plan. So, I believe that the key to the new year is keeping it simple. Don't hit yourself in the mouth with the microphone, but just keep it simple. And we do that by putting all of our trust in the Lord. We declare his will, his way. Where do we find his will? In his word. We'll start out by praising him. You know, we've talked since the porch began in the spring of 2010. Praise has been a prominent topic. Because when you praise him, it edifies you, it encourages you, it builds you up. David understood that. Psalm 34, verse 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Father, I just stop right now and exalt the name of the Lord. I exalt him as King of kings and Lord of lords. I exalt him as the one, the only one who can set us free, the only one who can reconcile us to you. He is exalted. David goes on to say, I sought the Lord and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around all those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man or the woman who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. I will exalt his name. Let's exalt his name together. Start out the day by exalting him. Let the enemy know where you stand. Psalm 121, verse 1, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. For whence does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel with neither slumber or sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord preserves you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in, from this time forth, even forevermore. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I'm pressing on. I'm running the race. I have a map. You know, the map told you your direction. But it doesn't show the hindrances that the enemy has set up. It may show you a hill, may show you a bump or a curve, but you don't know what's lingering off the path. You don't know what the enemy's got planned for you. You got to run it anyway. You don't know if it's going to rain. I'm not a runner. I'm not built for running. I've walked. When I was training for my black belt, I walked every day, a couple of miles. Whether it rained, whether it was cold, no matter how I felt, I was pressing on. I had a goal I was working towards. How much more so in what we do for him, for the kingdom, should we be pressing on? The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God who avenges me and subdues the people under me. He delivers me from my enemy. You also lift me up above those who rise up against me. The enemy's out there, I believe. You know, I remember when I first got saved and began to teach the things I taught. And, oh, you just think there's a demon around every bush or under every rock. Maybe there is. I'm not afraid of it, but I'm conscious of it. I live by lakes in Florida. I'm conscious that there might be a gator in that lake. Therefore, I'm not going to walk my dog down by the water. I'm not going in that water. But I live in a world that those things could happen. Same thing with the enemy. I can't worry about it, but I know that the Lord lives. Psalm 16, verses 1 and 2, preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust. O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from you. My desire for you is that you are so passionately in love with the Lord, that you want to talk to him, you want to hear from him, you want to know more about him. You want to praise him. I believe in relationship, and in that kind of a passionate relationship comes everything else that we need. Oh, Richard, I can't share the gospel. You're not sharing the gospel. You're telling people about somebody you love and what he did for you. And in the midst of that is the word. In the midst of that, you are giving them good news. They're not going to know unless you tell them. Psalm 16, verse 1, keep and protect me, O God, for in you I have found refuge, and in you do I put my trust and hide myself. There are going to be attacks. There are going to be falls. There's going to be slip-ups. There's things that are going to happen. It's a fallen world, and I know people get upset. Well, this shouldn't happen, and that shouldn't happen, and this happened to me, and I prayed about it. Okay, move on. For whatever reason, he allowed it to happen. Maybe he's trying to strengthen you. Maybe he's trying to get you to a place where you trust him. I don't know. All I do know is that in this walk of mine, and I've experienced some crazy things, I keep going. The problem most people have, or some people, I won't say most, I'll be nicer about it, is the problems come because they're following the wrong map. They're pressing on, they're on their journey, but they have the wrong map. They're following one that's been drawn from human insight or human understanding, and that is flawed and incomplete. So many books fill shelves in Christian bookstores or on Amazon or wherever. So many self-help books that really don't help you. That they help the person who wrote it. We have a map. It's called the Bible. We have a Holy Spirit to help us to understand it. We have a guideline to follow. It's when we get off of that, when we add human insight or our own understanding, that we taint things. We change the direction. Anything, and I don't care how anointed the person is, anything that comes from the flesh is always going to be tainted by their perception, maybe even their selfish desires. I run everything through a filter, and I drive some people crazy because I put it through a strainer. And if I have any sense that what I'm being told has an agenda or a motive, I don't want to hear it. I don't have a desire to filter out, well, what's the good and what's the bad, and, you know, some of what this person says is okay. I don't want that. I don't have time for that. I want a pure word. I want pure water. Well, you know, you could drink this water here, and yeah, it's a little dirty, but it's not as dirty as it was. Sorry, I don't want to drink dirty water. Just the way I am. I've been fooled. And as the rock group The Who said, we won't be fooled again. I've been fooled. I've been fooled by false teaching. I've been fooled by false religion. I've been fooled by a denomination teaching a different Jesus than the one that's in the Bible, or talking about a God that is not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So many organized religions out here, and I'm on a rant right now that's not a part of my notes, but I'm going to talk about next week. So many dangerous teachings going on right now that the storm in the church itself. James 3, starting verse 13, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in meekness, in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then it's peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder, unrest, rebellion against God, His will, and His ways, and every evil thing and morally degrading practice. I've seen entire denominations founded on a morally degrading practice. Entire sections of people that call themselves believers that have allowed themselves to be fooled by the enemy who's come up on that right-hand side and cut them off. Instead of slamming the brakes, they keep going in the direction that they've been forced. That's the difference between heavenly wisdom versus demonic wisdom. If there's self-seeking, if there's selfishness, if there's a reason that this person is saying what they're saying beyond giving me the word of God and what the Spirit wants to say, I don't want it. And I understand evil and sin prospers in this world. And it used to really, really get me angry. And it still frustrates me when I see what people are doing with their billions of dollars. But I can't be angry and I can't be envious of them. I can't focus on what the devil's doing for them. I have to focus on what the Lord is doing for me. I've got to keep going and pressing on. Psalm 37 verse 1 says, "Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb." Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord and trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger, forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes harm. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. David, for a man that wasn't spirit-filled, he really got it. I can't do anything about their decisions. I can only do something about mine. And I cannot get angry about it or frustrated about it or any of those things. I can't manipulate what I think the Lord wants to do, because all I'm going to do is make a mess. I must trust. I must rely on and have confidence in the Lord and then choose to do good. By dwelling in the land and feeding securely on His faithfulness, by delighting myself in the Lord, He gives me the desires and the petitions of my heart. Remember that. He gives the desires and the petitions of your heart. So commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him also, and He will do it. He will make your righteousness, your pursuit of right standing with Him, the light and the judgment, your judgment, like the shining of the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him and trust yourself to Him. Don't fret, don't whine, don't agonize because of the one who prospers in his evil ways, but because of the man who brings out the wicked schemes and carries them out. So many of us, and I've been guilty of it. I'm not speaking against anyone. I've been guilty of it too. I've allowed that frustration. I've allowed the what ifs. But I resolve to trust, to rely, and have confidence in the Lord. And just keep doing good. See, I know something. Yeah, I really do. I know something. I know I have a heavenly Abba, my Abba Father, and he wants to give us the desires of our heart. But he also wants and expects them to line up with his will and his word. And having learned the hard way of walking out this walk and stumbling and doing the things you do as you learn along the way, I've learned that if they don't line up with his will and his word, they're worthless and I don't want them. I know he's in control. The enemy may believe he's in control. They're in control. The world may believe they're in control. The governments may believe they're in control, but really they're not. He allows them to function. He allows them to do the things they do. Every now and then he'll interfere with it. But for the most part, he just lets it happen because we then have to choose. Are we going to follow that path? Are we going to go down that road? Or are we going to follow the map? Well, look, it looks like it'd be easier to go this way, Richard. No, I'm going to follow the map. Hey, we can just cut straight across here. No, I'm going to follow the map. I've seen too many well-meaning people take a shortcut. Either they're never seen again or they wind up in trouble or, you know, so many things after all these years that I've just had to let people go. Hey, you want to run that direction? You want to go back to Egypt? You want to go back to the world? You want the world accolades? I can't stop you. I can only tell you what the word says. I can only speak from my heart. But if you're going to keep going down that road, I got to let you go. I can't go with you. See, I know that if he puts the desires in my heart, then through the Holy Spirit, he will help me make the right choices. He will guide me. He will guide you. Therefore, you need to trust him to bring it to pass. The wisdom of this world, the cares of this world, the secular humanistic thinking that has invaded the church, it will always seep into it, and it will always dilute, water down, weaken what the Lord is saying and doing. I want the pure water of the word. So as we move forward, let's let the Holy Spirit guide us and direct our steps in the new year. You know, here I am trying to figure out what am I going to do. I've been doing it the same way now, 14 years. Started with Blog Talk. I think I've been with, I don't even know how long I've been with Spreaker, 7 or 8. I don't even know. And then I use these other streaming sites that the Lord has had me add along the way that I may wind up having to switch to. And it means learning some new ways, some new technology, doing things differently. I'm just going to relax and let it happen. I'm going to let the Holy Spirit guide me. So let's let the Spirit guide us. Let him direct our steps in the new year. Who knows? Maybe the outcome will be different than what it's been. Pressing on to the higher calling. What's the goal? What are we working towards? All right, let's keep going in that direction. His word is a lamp unto our feet to light our way. It's not a halogen, not going to show you way down the road. It's a light unto your feet, one step in front of the other. You got to be willing to take the steps. I also know that whatever he says to us, whatever his will is that's been revealed to me, that it'll line up with his word. I've seen so many people get derailed. Some even lose their salvation, if they ever really had it, because they got fooled into thinking the voice they were hearing was the Lord. But the voice was saying things that didn't line up with the word. He will never, ever go against his word. He will never contradict himself. So as we look at this coming year, I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. I don't have a clue. I do have some insights that he shared that I will share next week. But I really don't know what tomorrow will bring. I know what I want it to bring. I'm not that perfect in that regard. I have things that I believe are of him, but I have desires too. So I know what I desire for tomorrow, but I know that he knows what's best for me. He knows what is best for me. And I don't care how old we get, we don't always get that one right. So, but one thing I do, not just this year, but every year, one thing I do, and it is my one aspiration, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on. I press on towards the goal to win the supreme and heavenly prize to which God and Messiah Yeshua is calling us upward. I press on to live the life that he desires for me, his best. I pressed on to set the captives free. I press on as I go down this path to help anybody I can help, to rescue whoever he says rescue, but also to keep going if he says keep going. I press on to his best in my life, whatever that may be. I press on to have more of him. I press on to have more of the Spirit inside of me. I'm going to keep running this race, and as you get older, walking and running becomes a little more difficult. But you know what? One foot in front of the other. Keep going. Press on. Desire his best for you. Desire his perfect will, not his permissive will. Abraham couldn't wait for the promise of Isaac to be fulfilled, so he did it himself. He didn't wait on the Lord. He manipulated himself, and God's permissive will was Ishmael. That did not work out so well. So I don't want permissive will. I've been there, done that. I have too many shirts to show it. No, I'm going to press on. I'm not going to put my trust in men or women or any worldly platitudes. I'm going to put my trust in the Lord. If what somebody says lines up with his word, then I'll listen. If not, then I won't. I'm going to press on. I'm not going to put my trust in the stars or all these external signs. You want to know why? Because I don't need those anymore. That was from a world that was not born again, that did not have the Holy Spirit to guide them. The signs and the wonders and all those things are a confirmation for the unsaved. I know from his word, through his Holy Spirit, what I need to see and what I need to understand. So my trust isn't in the stars or anything of this world, anything terrestrial. Put your trust in the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Put your trust in the one who made those stars. Put your trust in the one who sent the Holy Spirit to walk with you, to teach you, to guide you, to encourage you. That's where you put your trust. And I firmly believe that when we do that, that we can have the confidence that whatever the new year brings, it will be his best for us. I want his best. The things that I think are great or wonderful pale in comparison to what he thinks are great and wonderful. I saw a meme, and it comes to mind right now, of a child holding a doll, and there's Yeshua standing in front of this child, asking for the child to give them the doll. And they're saying, but no, I like it. I want it. Not realizing he has a bigger doll behind his back. He's trying to get that child to trust. Say, sure. Because I know that whatever you do for me will be better. What are you holding on to? What will you not let go to get what's best for you? What is it that you have right now that you've carried with you in this walk that is not of him? What is keeping you from trusting him the way I'm speaking right now? Not just in the coming year, but every day of our lives. I know we carry the baggage. I know we carry the programming. I know we carry the wounds. I know all those things in the natural that trip us up, but I can choose by seeing where I've come from to not allow anything from my past to hinder where I'm going, to allow what was to keep what is from being mine. And that's my desire for you. My desire for you is his best. To be free, to be healed, to be whole, to have a relationship with him unlike anything you've ever had before. That's my goal. That's my desire. Father, we love you. We thank you. We worship you. We give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise for who you are, what you've done in our life, what you're doing. We thank you for the lessons we've learned. We repent and apologize for the ones we haven't learned from. Help us, Holy Spirit, to make the changes that need to be made, to let go of those things which hinder us and slow us down. Whatever the sin is that so easily ensnares us, shine your glory upon it, highlight it so that we can throw it away, that you can take it from us, that you can put it under the blood and set us free. The fears, the pain, whatever it is, Lord, right now, take it from us, take it from me, take it from my brothers and sisters. Let us run the race, strong, with endurance, filled with hope, making it to the end, to the higher calling, to get the prize. Holy Spirit, let this be the year in each and every one of our lives that we hear you more, sense you more, feel you more, and that you do more with us and through us. So that means I ask right now for me and everyone listening, search us, shine your glory upon us, whatever it is that keeps us from having what I just said, burn it off of us. Drive it away from us. If it's of the enemy, you have no place here. You have no place in us. You have no place even to be around us. We pray to shine the glory of the Lord and the light of Yeshua so brightly you can't even look our way. So we love you, Lord. We thank you. And we praise you and we worship you and we give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. And if you agree with me, just say amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord, may Adonai Yeshua HaMashiach, lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, give you shalom. I'm Richard Grund. This has been The Porch on Firefall Talk Radio.